Thank you, Ari, and welcome to worship on this Palm Sunday as we gather and celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We're going to start with a parade after our litany at the opening hymn. The children will come down the center aisle, and the first time they're just going to walk in waving the palm branches. The second time you're invited to follow them. They will make their way around one complete circle around and then walk a second time. And then those of you from the front pews forward can follow that procession, and they will be handing you a palm cross this morning and a piece of yarn, and you can tie it around your necks, and we will have our palm crosses distributed during that opening hymn, All Glory, Loud, and Honor. It'll all make sense as you see it happening before you. And I trust that you will enjoy this service as much as I plan to in terms of having the children lead us in worship. And now we begin with our processional litany, and I invite all who are able to stand and to turn around and face the cross. Please join in the bold responses.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Praise to Christ who comes as Messiah and the Savior of the world.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
The people of the world shout Hosanna to the living Christ.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna to the King of Kings.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and thank you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, Jesus entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was acclaimed Son of David and King of Kings by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. We ask that you bless these branches and those who bear them, and grant that we may ever hail him as Lord and King and follow him with perfect confidence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share his obedience to your will, and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He is coming. He is coming. He is coming.
I invite all who are able to stand for the reading of the Gospel and the Gospel acclamation, and I invite you to follow along in your bulletins and be prepared to respond with the bold parts that are printed there. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this then?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I gotta tell you, for those who know me fairly well, this will come as no surprise, but as much as I love every Sunday, I particularly love Palm Sunday. Well, almost as much as Easter, or Christmas Eve, or All Saints Sunday. Well, actually, every Sunday. But what I especially like about Palm Sunday is Central's rich history of having the children lead us in worship, and how we start with a processional parade. I mean, who doesn't love a parade? I have to tell you, my heart was bursting with joy as the children came down the center aisle with their palm branches, while we, the congregation, joined their voices singing, "All glory, loud, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring." And then, as I stood and watched the procession of people of all ages, infants in their parents' arms, older adults, middle-aged adults, young adults, teenagers, children, as I watched you coming forward to receive a palm in the shape of a cross, I was moved beyond words. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you anyway. Might as well say yes. Thank you. This is one of the very few places in our society where all the generations come together under one roof at the same time. You think about it, the range of ages that are present with us today. Maybe a baseball game, maybe some other sporting event or a concert. But this is really one of the rare places where people gather of all ages. We come with our mixed bag of emotions and feelings. Some are sorrowful, others angry or hurt, some with feelings of unworthiness or doubt, others experiencing sadness, grief, or worry. And at the same time, there are many among us on any given week that are filled with joy and gratitude, thankfulness, hopefulness, and even hearts full of love. Regardless of our feelings, our emotions, we gather together to be reminded of who and whose we are, to hear the Word of God, to share in Christ's Supper, and to sing praises to our God who was, who is, and who always will be. We gather together in this holy space, surrounded by the saints who came before us and who now rest from their labors, surrounded by the saints who will join our congregation today, this morning, surrounded by the saints as yet unborn, people of all times and all places. We gather together because we are the body of Christ. We gather together because we are one in Christ. We gather together because we are the church. And from this holy place, we're sent out to be the church, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, showing God's love to one another, serving our neighbors in need, sharing the gospel. Indeed, this is a great day for a parade. It's a holy day. And on this day, we're entering into Holy Week. You see, now we've come full circle. These crosses that are made of palm branches, the ones we now have hanging around our necks, some of these will be burned in our holy hibachi next year on Shrove Tuesday, just as they were this past Shrove Tuesday. This year. They'll be burned on the eve of Ash Wednesday, at the start of yet another Lenten journey, where once again the people of God will gather in worship to be marked with the ashen cross on our foreheads as we hear those sobering and somber words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now, I certainly don't want to be the one to rain on anybody's parade, but on this Palm Sunday, we're reminded of the crowds of people who followed Jesus after he had healed their sick and taught in their synagogues and proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven has come near. They followed Jesus as he made his final triumphant journey to Jerusalem, and the cross on which he would be crucified. We joined our voices with the crowds that shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Only here's the thing. Some of you may or may not know this, but Hosanna literally means "save us." It was an ancient prayer calling on God for help. It was and continues to be spoken or sung in worship in times of lament and in times of unimaginable suffering. Hosanna. A prayer literally meaning "save us, we beseech you, O Lord." Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. That prayer is as much an admission as it is a confession. It's an admission we cannot save ourselves. And it's a confession that we place our faith and trust in our Lord who can. God knows we need a Savior. And thanks be to God, that's exactly why Jesus was nailed to the cross. To save us. To redeem us. To reconcile us, to save, redeem, and reconcile all of creation, the whole cosmos, all people of all times and all places, past, present, future. And if you ask me, that is worthy of a parade. Thanks be to God. Amen. Seated. And at this time, we're blessed to welcome new members into our family of faith here at Central. As your names are read by our Council President, Jean Clancy, we invite you to come forward and join us at the font. And I also invite the congregation to turn to page 234 in your hymnal and join us in responding with the parts printed in bold. Page 234. New members, please bring your hymnal with you as you come forward.
I present the following people who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. King Eifert Krogstad, Karen Lacey, Aaron and Reed Mueller, Kylie and James Phillips and their children, Adrian and Soren, Carrie and Todd Shorak, Gretchen and Mark Sturtevant and their daughter Juniper, Janine Wade, Greg Young, and David Hsu.
Some of these will be at our 11 o'clock service, but we will continue with our service now, and I invite you to join with me in prayer. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I invite all who are able to stand as we profess our faith in Christ Jesus. For all the people of God, do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ,
God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
And now the congregation may be seated as I direct these questions to the new members. You have made public profession of your faith, and so I ask you, do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, please respond, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. And now, people of God, do you promise to support these brothers and sisters and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, please respond, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in these new brothers and sisters the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Let us rejoice with these sisters and brothers in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God
and proclaim the good news to all the world. Would you join us in welcoming these people into our family of faith? And now please be seated as we continue with the prayers of our church in our service.
Filled with the love of God in Jesus, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation.
Save your church, O God. Enable us to boldly confess in every time and place that Jesus Christ is Lord. With the humility of a servant, equip congregations, synods, and other ministry settings to proclaim your extravagant love for all. Merciful God,
restore your creation, O God. Every plant and animal you have made has a purpose. Remind us that we need a healthy planet to survive, and help us love all living things. Today we remember farm animals, service animals, and our beloved pets. Merciful God,
hear our prayer. Save the peoples of the earth, O God. Restore dignity to those who are scorned and persecuted for their religious beliefs or political activism, and deliver them from the hands of their enemies. Bring peace to places where conflict runs deep. Merciful God,
fill us up here and now, O God. Bless those who guide us in worship and those who lead us into the world to love, nurture, survive, and share in your name. Strengthen us throughout this holy week. Merciful God,
hear our prayer. Save those who cry to you in any need, O God. Watch over all who are incarcerated or in waiting trial, and stand with those who are unjustly accused. Be present with those who are feeling isolated, lonely, or fearful, and those who need your healing mercies. Especially today, we remember Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Gail Hadelberg, Lori Lund, Marnie Reinmuth, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus, and Bill and Carol Spiker. Bring healing and comfort to all those we hold now in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God, embrace us in your cloud of witnesses, O God. We give you thanks for your saints of old who embodied your servant love, even as we celebrate today the welcoming of new members into the ever-growing body of Christ. As you sustained our forebears, may you also sustain us for your holy work in these days. Merciful God, we lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your steadfast love and your promise to renew your whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you. Please share a sign of peace with your neighbor.
Did I do good?
Thank you.
invite all who are able to stand.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and at all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy God, through Christ our Lord, who on the tree of the cross gave salvation to all, that where death began, there life may be restored, and that by a tree once overcame, might by a tree be overcome. And so with all the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace us with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen.
Your will be done.
Be seated. For communion distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, come up around the altar rail, receive the bread in the form of a wafer and the individual cups that have either red wine or white grape juice. If you struggle navigating the stairs, feel free just to come up to the first few pews there, and the servers will come to you. And as you come to the altar, feel free to either kneel or stand. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ who bids you come. And now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed Jesus, in this rich meal of grace, you have fed us with your body, the bread of life. Now send us forth to bear your life-giving hope to a world in need. Amen. A few quick announcements of our life together. If you flip to page 12 there at the end of your bulletin, you'll see, first of all, our worship services this week, Monday, Thursday, 7:30, our Good Friday prayer vigil from noon to 3 in the chapel, Good Friday service at 7:30, and then our services on our Easter egg hunt Saturday at 10 a.m. meet in the parish hall, and then our services Sunday morning for Easter on 8:30 and 11. Second is to note that we have been noting we have a special congregational meeting coming up on Sunday, April 16th, that's the week after Easter, between services to address and discuss some important property maintenance issues and the costs related to those. You should have received a letter relating to that with more details. It's also on the weekly email that you get each week. There's a link to see that same letter. So those are a few ways to access it. If you'd like more information, you haven't received that, let us know. We'll get it to you. Then finally, just to note that directly after this service, if you would like individual prayer, please go to the chapel directly after, and one of our prayer ministers will be there to pray with you. Now, I would like to invite forward our Eucharistic ministers that are here today. That's what these are doing here. Invite those who are here forward to the front of the chancel here. And our Eucharistic ministers are people who have had some training and agreed to bring communion for those who cannot be here in person. And the first Sunday of every month, we bless them forward as we move into they move into their spaces of care. Having consecrated the elements of bread and wine, we give thanks and praise to God for our Eucharistic ministers, and we ask God to guide them in their serving, so that our brothers and sisters in Christ who receive the gift of Holy Communion may also be strengthened for their journey and kept in God's grace. Let us pray. God of all life and all good, bless your servants and those whom they serve. Make your presence known in your Holy Supper, so that all who share in this meal may be fed and nourished with the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation. This we pray through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now I invite all who are able to stand to receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.